T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Chiefs stay in the empty backfield, 3-by-2. Chiefs offensive line, the tackles turning their inside ear to Mahomes to try to get the right protection call. Mahomes throwing left sideline, pass is caught, Tyreek Hill, touchdown! Kansas City on a streak pattern up the left sideline.
Still got a lot more.
We got 11 more touchdowns to go on Mahomes' 25th birthday, playing 25 touchdown calls.
You want to get it to 10?
Yeah, one more.
Holmes trying to go to a secondary receiver. Now flush from the pocket, up the field. Catch made, Kareem Hunt, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, Kareem Hunt, touchdown! Kansas City, shades of a year ago, 67-yard touchdown. Patrick Mahomes finally getting it to Kareem Hunt, and the sweet nectar of the end zone tasted by the Chiefs' second-year running back.
There was the sweet nectar call. I was waiting for it. At some point, we're going through 25 touchdowns. We were going to get it. Never going to get old hearing Mitch Holt this call. Touchdown passes. Of course, this Sunday, you'll hear plenty of that over on our sister station, 106.5 The Wolf. Mitch Holt, Dana Hughes, and our own Josh Klingler, part of the Chiefs radio network. If you miss Cody's Mahomes birthday song, we'll have that one more time for you coming up before we get off the air around 1:45. And if you missed our conversation exclusively here on 610 Sports Radio with Chiefs rookie running back and the NFL's leading rusher, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, we'll have that for you again coming up right after What's Trending at 1:30. But let's go around the NFL. Week 2 is upon us starting tonight. We know that. But Bill Belichick is talking about Russell Wilson. We know Russell Wilson had a fantastic game in Week 1. And Bill Belichick called Russell Wilson the best player in the NFL. I think it's a shot towards his old QB, Tom Brady, or maybe even right here.
I feel like there's been subtle shots by both sides of that camp. How mad are they at each other? Like, it just doesn't it seem a little snipey between the two of them still? It's years of buildup, man. It's years. I think it's a little bit of a shot. Yeah, more at Tom than Patrick.
It's not a shot at Pat.
Like, no, Russell Wilson is legitimately, in my opinion, the second best quarterback in the entire NFL. To say you don't see a player better than him is not a crazy statement by Bill Belichick, and to call him underrated isn't crazy either. I know on the NFL Top 100 he was the second-ranked player. We got to remember, as great as Russell Wilson's been in his career, he's never received a single MVP vote, Alex. So there is still some underrated, aspects to Russell Wilson's game.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about that. No, it's not a shot at Patrick. I guess it's a little bit of a slight towards Tom Brady, but Russell Wilson was terrific. 322 yards, 4 touchdowns, and only 4 incompletions to open up the season against Atlanta for Seattle. We'll see if he throws the ball that much here in Week 2. Seattle's going to take on New England. That's why Bill Belichick was talking about Russell Wilson as one of the feature games this week. Going to be a good one. Seattle, New England.
I think Seattle's going to win that, but I'm not taking for Survivor. Also around the NFL, and something to pay attention to for the Chiefs game on Sunday, Joey Bosa missed practice on Wednesday due to a triceps injury. That's a team that obviously suffers a lot of injuries just under normal things. But the fact that he sat out practice, is a gamesmanship? Does he really just need the rest? Are there going to be any problems? No report yet whether he's been in practice today, but at least yesterday had missed practice with a triceps injury.
He said it there. I mean, nobody's surprised by seeing injuries with the Chargers. It is absolutely incredible. I don't think the Chiefs need an advantage, but if Joey Bosa is not 100% and things, you'll go ahead and take that and help out some more protection, some more time for Patrick Mahomes if he doesn't have to deal with the pass rush.
You said Patrick Mahomes?
Uh-huh.
Kareem Hunt lines up wide initially. Now trots to the right side of Mahomes. Ball will be snapped on the right hash. Third down. Goal to go at the one-yard line. Chiefs trailing 30-26. They'll throw it. Mahomes looking left. Fade pattern left side is trying to dive for the ball. Tyreek Hill. He's got a touchdown! Kansas City!
Just 9 more to go, my friend.
Happy birthday to Patrick Mahomes. His 25th birthday, so we're bringing you 25 touchdowns. We mentioned the Seahawks. What about Pete Carroll? He says he has a 5-year plan at head coach. Now, Pete Carroll, 69 years old.
5 years younger than Andy Reid.
He is.
Or 5 years older, sorry.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly. And he said, I'm feeling great. I'm kind of on a 5-year plan. 5 years from now, I'll figure it out and reassess. I actually owe that to David Brooks, talking about the ownership group there as well. And he taught me that a while back, something he wrote. Why are you looking year to year? Why don't you just plan it out over a 5-year period? So each year, 5 more years, he keeps going through this 5-year plan. He's healthy. He's going to keep coaching. It's why also anytime anybody brings up Andy Reid, we know he just signed a 6-year contract. I guess the Chiefs never made that official yet, but the reports were a 6-year contract's been signed for Andy Reid and Brett Veach. We don't talk that way about Pete Carroll or Bill Belichick, and as you said, they're older. And I know health comes into play for all these guys. That'll really be the indicator for all of them, but interesting 5-year plan. At some point, is there a plan put in place, even just on the coaching end when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs as well?
Yeah, it's look, that'll tell you that Andy Reid could be around another 10 years based on that.
And Robert Kraft,
you're looking that way, a decade.
Robert Kraft said that Bill Belichick's going to coach into his 80s. So,
well, we'll see. Find out just how much life without Tom Brady goes for him. He's 1-0 so far. Next up on Around the NFL, Deshaun Watson is currently being sued for a photo and photos he used on Instagram. Now, the photos that Watson used were of himself, but taken by a freelance photographer who works for a Houston paper. He said those photos were posted on his Instagram account without permission and without credit and did not take down the photos when asked, according to the lawsuit. I know that might sound silly, but the way it works is, it is your intellectual property if you took the photo, Gold. Maybe you could make an exception to a rule if it's a photo of you. But the truth is, you are allowed to sue someone for a photo, even if it is of yourself.
It seems
so
crazy.
So he's technically in the wrong, but this is really silly.
It is silly, and you're right. I mean, from the legal end, it sounds like this guy absolutely has a case here, but it's just... Yes, you have to make a... If you're this freelance photographer, how you make a living is people...
He also got denied a credential because of this.
He did, and that's where the Texans are being a little petty with that whole part of it. So this guy's a freelance photographer on the sidelines, usually takes photos at Texans game, and Deshaun Watson put up photos of himself on his Instagram page, has about 1 million views, and 1 million followers, I should say, and this guy saw it and said... He did, in fairness, ask him initially to take it down. Deshaun Watson refused or didn't acknowledge to take it down. That's when the lawsuit came.
Correct.
And then the Texans responded by saying, well, you're suing our quarterback. You're not covering the
game
anymore.
I know, but also, he is legally protecting his intellectual legitimate copyright rights to those photos. Give him credit, and this probably would have never been an issue.
Yeah, fine. If you want to add the tag, fine. I'm all for people protecting it. Property, but
that's how he makes his living.
On.
It's tough, man.
He does, but it's the starting quarterback of the Texans. Why not just work something out with him specifically going forward? It's not a good look for you, the photographer. You think Texans fans are really going to want to buy your work going forward, or other outlets in Houston want to buy your work when you have now? You're not even allowed to go to the Texans game. Was it really worth it? If it was Joe Schmo out there breaching your rights,
it's hard, man.
But the starting quarterback, it's not a good look.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. You don't want to get in that battle with the Texans, but still, it's there.
At least our quarterback in Kansas City doesn't have to deal with that.
Now over the middle, pass is caught inside the 5. Sammy Watkins into the end zone, high steps, touchdown, Kansas City, and the Chiefs 16 unanswered points on the Broncos. Todd Davis was left in the dust.
We still have 8 more of those to play over the next 51 minutes.
We'll get to them. There you go. That's Around the NFL. Still to come also in 20 minutes, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He joins us here exclusively on 610 Sports Radio. Let's get to the random question of the day.
Random question.
As I was cleaning my house for the final time before, you know, it is purchased by another human, I was stuck with a lot of different household chores, right? Just like we all are in any given circumstance. Made me wonder. The question today to you both and to the text line at 913-576-7610 is, what is the worst chore around the house?
Yeah, this is pretty easy.
Easy? There are a lot of bad chores, man.
Yeah, but for the top, it's laundry. Laundry sucks. Nobody wants to do that whatsoever. That's
what part of it? The folding?
all of the above. It's the folding, it's the time it takes, potentially. Maybe also you forget that something's in there, and then you got to actually rewash it, because if it's been sitting in there, if it didn't dry all the way, then you're like, well, you don't want it to get moldy, so you got to put it
it's
back in.
It's a pretty hands-off chore, though,
yeah.
Man.
I don't,
you put
I
it
don't
in the washing
that
machine,
I put
it runs.
You've never
you
done that?
You
never
in an
woke
hour,
up in the morning?
You switch it.
You never forgot, like, the
it
night
runs.
Before bed, you threw something in the washer, and you fell asleep. You didn't have a chance to throw in the dryer. You wake up in the morning, and it's still wet, and by that time, it might have a little, if it's too wet, then you got to rewash it. Yeah, that sucks. I actually don't mind vacuuming whatsoever.
What? What? Yeah. Like, you like it or just don't mind it?
I would go out of my way to do it, but I don't mind it actually overall. Yeah,
I don't take any pleasure in vacuuming or sweeping. There's certainly the stuff that lands in there. Cleaning the toilet has got to be right at the top of the list.
How often you clean in the toilet though?
The toilet's got to be cleaned once a week.
How often you cleaning it?
Oh, I'm more like a once a monther. It's not a habit I tend to like.
That's what I'm saying. You said once a week.
But you said how often. I said it's got to be clean once a week. I'm not saying we don't clean it once a week. I'm saying there are two of us in our household. I'm not responsible for all the chores. They get divvied up. And whatever it works out, it tends to be that like.
I'm bad then. I don't clean the toilet once a week. Are you
some
kidding me?
Some habits get formed. Well, like you think about it. One person's using yours. Four are using mine.
So.
It's a very different scenario we're discussing.
Done,
I mean, things change, man. You got to do it. I think for me, it's it's not laundry. It's probably dishes. But I mean, I've got a dishwasher. That doesn't seem so bad either. It's probably dishes. It's the one that piles up too quickly. Again, with the number
laundry.
Of people in your family, it piles up too quickly. And then I load the dishwasher and then some stuff's still out. So I got to hand wash it, then dry it, then put it up. It's too much.
I'm with someone on this on the text dishes. Line. 913-576-7610. Scooping dog poop in backyard.
Ooh, that's bad. That's a bad chore. Ugh. Or the litter box for the cat. Also not great.
Oh, litter box for a cat's the worst.
Terrible.
The backyard,
terrible.
Just running over with a lawnmower.
Problem solved, right?
Yeah, it's fine.
From the 816, I'd take laundry over dishes any day.
Yeah, see, laundry, you have to specify because there's different levels in your life where laundry does really suck. Like if you live in an apartment building and you don't have a washer and dryer in your apartment and you have to use the communal laundry rooms
that
or take it
suck.
To take it somewhere. That's awful. And so when I used to be in that situation,
terrible,
I would do laundry like once a month and I would have just insane amounts of laundry. So I despised it. Now that I have a washer and dryer and I can just easily do, I need to do laundry this week or I want to wear this shirt next week. So I need to wash it this week. I can easily do a load here and there throughout the week. It's much easier. I don't mind doing laundry at all in this scenario.
What about dusting? Sorry. Anybody an anti-duster? Kind of relaxing. Put some music
probably
on.
Probably don't dust enough.
Or a movie in the background. It's not that bad of a job.
Probably don't dust enough.
It gets all over the place.
Yeah.
You sneeze. I mean, there's nothing pleasant about dusting.
I mean, you bring up a good point about the laundry. That's maybe my answer will be different here in about 2 weeks when I actually have a washer and dryer inside the apartment, like in the unit. I don't have to do what Serta was describing.
Maybe seem less bad, see?
Yeah, maybe that's the case. Sometimes laundry's fun because you can fold while watching a show or game.
It is true. Like any hobby you
can. Yes, I do that.
Yeah, and I do that with dishes too, though. Like I'll put something on in there.
I listen to podcasts or music.
Or podcast,
while
yeah.
I cook and do dishes.
I absolutely
can listen to Cody's birthday song to Patrick Mahomes. That'll soothe you.
Exactly. Uh-huh. It's going to get stuck in your head. You know that you're still singing in your head.
I am.
That the happy birthday,
Patrick. this is actually
it's
specifically if you miss the whole thing, you'll get that in a little bit. But yeah, that's exactly what's going to be stuck in my head.
Happy birthday, Patrick.
That's getting stuck in your head.
That's awful.
The rest of the day.
Happy birthday, Patrick.
Come on, that's delightful. You can hear the entire song coming up again here in about 30 minutes. Gotta tease it. Gotta keep you around listening.
Happy birthday, Patrick Mahomes. Happy birthday.
How many different cuts did you make out of it?
Are you kidding? If it was something like that, with a line like that, we're gonna get all of it.
Happy birthday, Patrick. Enjoy your birthday, Patrick.
I know what I put out there.
Oh, man.
I know what I put out there.
Happy birthday to Patrick Mahomes, his 25th.
Robinson to the outside. Mahomes steps up, crossing pattern. Sammy Watkins, 10. Angling right, 5. Sprints into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. Sammy Watkins tastes the sweet nectar of the end zone for the second time in this game.
Is that another sweet nectar?
Seven more. That's two sweet nectars.
I like it.
Just give it a little more time. We've got seven more to play in the next 45 minutes. We got it.
We'll definitely get there. We will again hear from Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He joined us earlier today. That's coming up at 1:30 exclusively on 610 Sports Radio. But the Royals, they have the day off today. Yesterday, another strong outing for Brady Singer, man. This is three outings in a row between Keller and Singer. If you add their last three outings combined, it has been awfully impressive. And specifically, Brady Singer goes from last Thursday, a week ago, to having a chance at a no-hitter, taking it into the eighth inning. And then last night, he gives you six shutout innings of baseball. And you said that this jump reminds you of something that he did in the minor leagues, and that this major league stretch is similar to what he was doing in double A.
Yes, it is. And it's the exact same time, by the way, Gold, that he hit that stride. After seven games in double A last year, he had a 5.80 ERA. And he struggled at the beginning of A-ball. And he only was striking out 27 guys in 35 innings. That's not good. People hitting 320 against him. That's not good. He had too many walks in those starts. That's not good. And then after that, he finished the rest of his double-A season with a 1.96 earned run average over his final 55 innings, which was 20 more innings than he did in that beginning part. Seven starts in KC this year at the major league level, 34 innings, 5.19 ERA, walking guys and people hitting him. And then lo and behold, the last three starts over this stretch, he's probably got, two more left to go. It's going to be tight. One, because they're doing a six-man rotation?
Probably one.
One more start left to go. His final three starts right now have been 19.2 innings, five earned runs, 21 strikeouts, and a 2.29 ERA, including going two shutout innings in a row. And I'm here to tell you, this is not happenstance, Gold. He has figured out how to get big league hitters out. Do I think he's going to constantly throw shutout innings? No, but he's figured out big league hitters. He's figured out what he needs to figure out to get them out. It took him a little time in A, a little time in double A, now a little time in the majors. And after just a handful of innings, we're already seeing a Brady Singer jump. How could you not feel good about where the starting rotation is between him, Bubich, and Brad Keller's emergence this season? This is a really good first three of a starting rotation. Before I even include you, the fact that Danny Duffy's pitched well this year.
He appears to be ahead of schedule, because we even just had the conversation yesterday about the young group of pitchers. Brad Keller, Singer, who do you think has the better career?
I told you
and
Keller
all that
yesterday.
And then we talked about what Brad Keller was able to do from last year to this year. And what about this time next year? What would it look like for Brady Singer? Well, we're already seeing a little bit of jump just seven outings into this thing, 54 innings into this thing for Brady Singer. Imagine where things could be a year from now. So, yeah, I'm very optimistic. I still think when we've gone through about the young core of guys and who's going to be that, you know, not just in the Brad Keller discussion one-on-one. From the beginning, I thought it was Brady Singer only just because, too, when you watch him on the mound, and that's not to say that Brad Keller won't be the ace in the opening day starter next year, but long-term, nobody looks more in control on the mound, and everybody's body language is different.
He has a plan.
He looks like he is in control, and this is what Mike Matheny had to say, because you had an outing where you had a near no-hitter, and you wondered, would there be a little drop-off the next week? I mean, this was as close to duplicating as you could possibly get. I mean, you had six innings of shutout baseball after having a chance at a no hitter. This was what Mike Matheny said about the confidence that he sees from Brady Singer.
He's quickly acclimated to the point where he believes in himself, and he can tell that we believe in him too. And he's watching closely how the league's responding to him. And this guy just keeps coming with ideas, and he's taking close notes, and He's a pretty good, actually he's a very good self-evaluator. And, this is something I'm doing real well right now. And he evaluates the opposition really well. And so he's smart enough to put together a good game plan and then has the instincts of when he needs to adjust. But it comes down to the confidence that you're talking about, Lynn. And that's something that I'm happy to see him have, because we sure have a lot of confidence in him already.
The goal for me, the last, at 1.17 games or so to go, when it appeared that the Royals weren't going to be in the mix here, even with the expanded playoffs, was have not just Mondesi figured out, and we saw a nice stretch of 8 to 10 games for him. Hopefully that continues in this final 10 games. But also, if you're going to win games, if you're not going to be in position to have that top pick, at least win with the guys that we think are key for the future. And that's exactly what they've done when they had that six-game winning streak. Last night, when they get the 4-0 win against the Detroit Tigers, it wasn't with Matt Harvey on the mound or something like that, right? It was with Brady Singer, who is going to be key for you one way or the other in the future. And, we had Vern join us earlier, our Royals insider, and he mentioned that Brady Singer, what he's doing, he expects to be doing. He's like, that's something. He's not. He's like, I know Brady Singer's not surprised.
This is how he's performing.
He's like, if you followed Brady Singer the way that you obviously spent some time with him when you were in spring training, and Vern obviously has as well, going back the last couple of years too, that's what he figures he's going to go out and do. And that's probably why he's so confident and also looks so in control out on the mound.
I think the thing that has impressed me the most here in the last two starts is that he has done it gold with only two pitches, two major league hitters, which tells you what you need to know about the quality of those two pitches. He threw zero changeups last night. None. Zero. And I know it's the Tigers and they stink, so take that for what it's worth, but he didn't even need that many pitches to strike out eight guys over six innings and let up two hits. Following the performance he just gave, I mean, it's, you can't ignore the fact that he looks way too comfortable for a guy who's in his rookie season. He's ahead of where most rookie pitchers really do. I mean, as Vern put out earlier, and if you stick around baseball long enough, it's fair. It's really obvious. Most rookie pitchers go up there and they're just trying not to screw it up too bad. Like, let me just try not to screw this up too bad. You know, as a matter of fact, some guys who struggle at the major league level who are not even rookies, like, I still see that from Jacob Junis sometimes. He tries dead, like, he'll go. And when he's cruising, he's cruising. When things go bad for a little bit, he's like, what can I do to just not screw this up too bad? And when you have that mindset, or seemingly you go or attack that certain way, you get yourself in trouble. Singer doesn't have any of that. And he's dominating major league hitters with two pitches as a starter, which means multiple times through the order. And they got enough tape on him now that it's not, hey, you know, of course we know they're going to make adjustments going into the season. But his fastball, I'm not saying he's Greg Maddux, but just listen to what I'm saying about his fastball for a minute. His current ability to locate it is what allows him to be a two-pitch pitcher. The things Maddux would say about, if you can put your fastball exactly where it's supposed to be, people don't have an answer for you, Gold. And that's exactly what we're talking about. He was putting it up, down, left, right, wherever he wanted it. If you can put that fastball anywhere, that slider looks all that more devastating.
And the Royals also, you know, shuffled around the rotation after Danny Duffy had his start skipped with everything and him missing the flight. And now the Royals today announced that tomorrow night, when the Royals are back at it, they'll be in Milwaukee. Danny Duffy will get the start. It was initially at one point looking like it might have been Bubich, and then they moved some things around. So Danny Duffy will be on the mound tomorrow. And I agree with Vern. It's like, whether it's today or after the game tomorrow, it will be interesting to hear Danny Duffy, because he's gonna be asked, of course, about what this week was like and just kind of how his teammates perceived him and everything. We know Mike Matheny mentioned that Danny Duffy spoke to the team and essentially apologized, took responsibility for missing the flight and for everything that went on there. But good to see Danny Duffy quickly getting back into the rotation, which tells you that, you know, the Royals as an organization feel good about where things are at with him. And obviously Danny Duffy feels good, more importantly, with himself and where things are at. All the way around in his personal life as well. All right, coming up in 90 seconds, Cert has got a fantasy flash. Head down to Tampa Bay. What about their running back in Ronald Jones? We'll also get to what's trending in Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the NFL's leading rusher, next.
Cody and Gold, weekdays 10 to 2, 610 Sports Radio. What's trending?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Number one today on Cody and Gold, it's Patrick Mahomes' 25th birthday.
23-17 Los Angeles. Just 20 seconds remaining in the first half. Three wide right. So is Spencer Ware. Mahomes stepping up into the pocket. Being chased. Fires late. It's caught by Conley in the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. And Patrick Mahomes, a rabbit out of the hat at the end of the half as Conley spikes the ball. And the Chiefs can regain the lead on an 8-yard touchdown pass.
We got five left.
Five more
touchdowns. 25 touchdowns on birthday number 25 for number 15.
The Mitch Holtis button coming in handy. Number two for what's trending, it's still his birthday.
Mahomes, belt high snap, looking right, turns left, goes middle, caught, Kelsey, touchdown, Kansas City.
I had to try, I gotta get another one.
Are you sure it's his birthday still?
Now, when we're down to four.
3:07 left first quarter. Mahomes under center, Damian Williams tries the right side, slams into the end zone, touchdown, Kansas City, and the Chiefs strike first, tasting the sweet nectar of the end zone as Damian Williams
three
gets
sweet
his
nectars
first
of the end zone with just three touchdowns remaining to give Patrick Mahomes 25 Mitch Holtis touchdown calls for his 25th birthday. Plus, my Patrick Mahomes song for his birthday coming up again here in 15 minutes.
Next up on What's Trending, the Royals got a 4-0 win yesterday over the Tigers. They're off today, back at it tomorrow against the Milwaukee Brewers. Shortly after 7 will be the first pitch right here on 610. Brady Singer yesterday, though, as we talked just a short while ago about his outing, it goes from a chance at a complete game and a no-hitter to following it up the next outing with six shutout innings, 14 scoreless innings in a row.
Franchise record is 31.2, by the way.
You brought up just having two pitches really right now and still being able to do that. Think about this offseason and spring training when hopefully he develops a third pitch and feels like he can rely on that more. Like that's scary in a positive way to think about.
The crazy thing is people haven't been hitting his changeup all that well when he throws it. He just hasn't had to throw it in the early going. Next up on What's Trending, there are updates on fan stuff across the league. First, the Chiefs had a positive COVID test, have put out a statement saying they feel good about how they've traced it down, but that hasn't slowed down other teams in the league. Adam Schefter reporting the Texans are working towards having up to 15,000 fans for week four. The Colts are increasing from 2,500 fans in week two to 7,500 in week three. And the Titans have fans starting at 10% capacity, scaling up beginning in week four. Small steps forward, according to Adam Schefter, although still under the capacity the Chiefs are currently allowing at Arrowhead Stadium.
I think we're going to continue to see more and more. By the time we get to week 10, imagine how many stadiums will have fans. I would imagine a good chunk. And the question will be, do the Chiefs still have more capacity than everybody else? The Browns tonight, for example, their game against Cincinnati, they'll have about 6,500 fans or so. Think about that. The Chiefs have over 16,000. Next up on What's Trending, the U.S. Open going on out in New York. Justin Thomas, the leader at this point, through 18 in round one, 5 under, 1 stroke lead over Patrick Reed. Rory McIlroy tied for third at 3 under. Tiger Woods 3 over for the tournament, so a struggle on the back end for him, unfortunately. But U.S. Open, another major underway. Remember, the Masters not till November this year.
Yeah, the fall sports. Because we have NBA playoffs right now, it just never ends. It just seems like we've constantly got sports going. Next up in What's Trending, you might remember Danny Duffy had missed a start earlier in the season, Gold, but, you know, just because last week, or earlier this week, I apologize, for an incident of him missing the team flight. Seems like things are resolved, at least on the Royals end. Danny Duffy is scheduled to be back in the rotation tomorrow night. It'll be Bubich and Keller the rest of the way over the weekend.
Yeah, really good to see that. That tells you they feel good about, as you said, you know, the direction that things are good, and that it just was just a bizarre, unfortunate, hey, miss the flight, man. Can't happen. Understand it can't happen, but nothing more than that. Really good stuff there. Royals back at it with Danny Duffy on the bump tomorrow in Milwaukee. That's What's Trending here on Cody and Gold. Coming up in 10 minutes, you'll hear Cody's birthday song for Patrick Mahomes. But coming up right now, let's get to play number 3 of the day for Mahomes.
Chiefs 3 of 5 on third down. Quick snap again. Third down and 6. Firing for the end zone. Kelsey's got it. Touchdown, Kansas City. A deep corner route to the back near pylon. And the Chiefs regain the lead on a 15-yard corner pattern to Kelsey.
That's number 23, you mean. Number 3 remaining. Only 2 left.
2 left? That's
for it? For the rest of the show, that's it. Just 2 left.
25, as the text line said. And Mahomes got to throw for at least 26 this year so we can do 26 next year. It's getting a little more challenging as time goes on. Just a little
bit
more.
To start choosing the ones you're going to choose. Although he does have a lot more than 25 already to choose from.
I think we'll be all right. I think
it is the 11th play of the drive. It is first down and goal to go at the 3. Now shovel pass inside to Kelce. He lunges for the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
It's fun. It's fun.
One to go. Still the birthday song as well to go. But joined now by Chiefs rookie running back, the NFL's leading rusher, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And we had Clyde on, a few days after the draft in May. I would be curious, Clyde, what your reaction would have been if we told you then you'd be the league's leading rusher after your debut in the National Football League.
I probably would have told you that we did a lot of work in fall camp. That'll probably must be it. I feel like Coach Reed and Coach EB and Dylan put me in great situations in order to succeed. So ultimately, I feel like it was going to happen at some point. But you know, it's good to go ahead and get it knocked out so we can, you know, just keep it rolling and run it back.
And I know after the game too, you said you could play 2 more quarters. You even said you didn't have a chance to text some friends and family. You get all caught up now?
Oh, yeah. I'm all caught up. I'm all caught up now.
How many was it? Are we talking? I know draft night, I'm sure your phone was just ridiculous. But compared to draft night, how many texts you get?
I'll say close to the same.
Clyde, going in.
I guess because it was the only game on TV.
That helps, right? You were the only show in town for a few days. Going into the week, you know, we try to predict what we're going to have for the season, and a couple of us have some pretty garish predictions as far as, like, total numbers they could be. But also, we thought so much of your game was going to be in the air, Clyde. Did you get a sense going into the game that it was going to go the way it did, 25 carries on the ground, a power running attack? Is that how you thought the game was going to go as you guys were heading into that Texans game?
Honestly, no, I didn't think it was going to go that way. And ultimately, you know, those things change depending on how the game is shaking out. So I don't think anybody prepared for it to be that way, but we prepare for every situation. So, you know, to have my number called that many times, it didn't surprise me, but it was shocking.
Also, as a guy who prides himself on his receiving ability, no catches, Clyde? That's got to be kind of a weird game for you.
Yeah, slightly weird. First time in a while that I don't have any catches in a game. But ultimately, being a running back, you know, I just feel like at some point you have to be the best athlete on the field. So being able to run the ball and catch the ball is something that I pride myself on. So if I do have a game when I have to do all of one thing, then it doesn't hurt me at all. I feel like I can do it all.
We're talking with Clyde Edwards-Helaire here on Cody and Gold. And what was that like, though? Not only is it your NFL debut, but you had an NFL debut unlike any other, not just in terms of production, but you did it in front of only about 16,000 fans or so. Did any of your teammates and yourself, do you feel like it changed the energy at all for you guys?
No, sir. I don't feel like it changed the energy at all. Ultimately, I feel like once guys get in a game mode, those things kind of go out the window. You feel the energy when you make a play, and you still felt the energy when you made the play. It was the stadium was actually pretty loud to say it was only 16,000 fans. So ultimately, man, we go out there and we'll play anywhere, anytime, in any situation. So I feel like we'll be ready for every game this season.
You called my co-host Gold sir. Are you just a yes sir, yes ma'am person? Because he's definitely not a sir. He's not deserving of that respect, Clyde.
No doubt. I'm a yes sir, no ma'am type of guy. That's just how I was raised.
Is that what you, do you say that to Coach too, or is Andy Coach, Coach Reed, sir? Which way do you go?
Sir, Coach Reed, yes sir. Anything that's respectable.
I don't know if you ever worn the visor when you've played back in your college days or not as well, but like, what'd you make of Coach's visor there? His face mask fogging up.
I think it's pretty cool. He has some buttons connected to it to keep it snapped on his hat. I think his visor is a little unique. It's a little different from a lot of other visors I've seen.
Andy won't usually give us game plan stuff. Do you know what his visor plan is for Sunday? Is he going back to it after it fogged up?
I have no idea. That's something that y'all have to talk to him about.
He wouldn't tell us. Yeah. I figured maybe you knew.
No, I don't know at all.
Talking with Clyde Edwards-Helaire here on 610 Sports Radio. And it sure seemed like from the outside on Thursday against the Texans, and this offense was cruising, and you guys didn't really have to reach too deep into the playbook. I know people hate the term vanilla, but it seemed like it was maybe even somewhat basic, but in a positive way that it wasn't even needed to get the win. Was that actually the case where you feel like that there's just so much more that wasn't even need to be utilized against the Texans?
Honestly, that's a game plan as far as play call sheet, question for EB. Ultimately, I don't know, I know the things that we installed, I know the plays that we ran, and ultimately, it's just dependent on the defensive coordinator and just the things that you're watching on film and that you see going into the week. So ultimately, I don't know the percentage of the play call sheet that EB called, but, for me, it just felt like a normal called game.
We just want to make sure there's still some more tricks up Andy's sleeve.
Hopefully. Knowing Coach Reed, 9 times out of 10, he has more tricks than what anybody can fathom. So ultimately, I'm sure he has something installed.
Clyde, I don't have a lot of great career highlights as an athlete or anything. Other than, winning our 6'10 combine, which is not important to you. But I don't have a lot of career highlights. I feel like when you go back and you look at that run against Justin Reed and the way you break him down, one, is that one of those things you're going to watch over and over again? And is that even the worst cut you've ever had in a guy? I feel like maybe you've got another one that, that stands out to you as a time that you you broke someone down even better.
That's not anything that I continue to watch. I mean, it's if anything, you know, you look at those things and you try to improve off of it. You try to see the things that you can do better. Could have made the cut a little quicker. It's things that I've seen myself do or things that I felt myself do that was much better in the game. Every week is room for improvement. So you know, I had a decent game, but felt like after watching film, I could have had much more. So ultimately, it's just week one and knocking out all the cobwebs.
Clyde, did you feel like you could have had another touchdown or two? There was a couple chances at the goal line. Was that just one of those where the Texans at that point were so keyed in on you? Or what was going on near the goal line for you guys?
You know, ultimately, I guess they were probably keying in on me. But I mean, it's the NFL. You have to give them that props. Those guys on the other side of the ball get paid to do their job. And you know, the goal line in the NFL is a real deal. So ultimately, it's some things that we need to clean up. There's some things that we could have done better. Some things that I could have done better. But yeah, I feel like I could have scored some more touchdowns, but it'll be all cleaned up.
Couple more minutes here with Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He joins us on Cody and Gold. And Maurice Jones-Drew, a former NFL back, of course, tweeted during the game as he's watching you, and he said he sees a lot of himself in you when watching you play. What's that mean to have him also talking you up on our afternoon show the other day with his expectations for you and what you're capable of here in 2020?
I mean, it means the world to have, you know, growing up, you hear the name, you hear all the things that he was able to do on a high level and the time that he was able to do it and how long he was able to do it. So being able to be compared to somebody and actually have him comment on my game is, you know, it's special for me, especially, you know, just in general, just having a comparison. I know the main comparison is height and everything else, and that's, you know, that's the main thing that everybody looks at, but ultimately, to be compared to a complete, you know, back and complete baller like that, not just for height, is something unimaginable.
Have you thought, Clyde, at all about what you're going to get Patrick for a wedding gift? It's important. It's important to stay at the top of the quarterback like list, is I guess why I ask.
No, I haven't. I haven't thought that far yet. I'm just preparing to play the Chargers and you know, get my game plan and stuff together for this week.
What have you seen about their defense on paper? And I know Andy and Patrick have talked about them in the previous years. They got a lot of stars, Clyde. What about their defense is going to make it, you know, give Kansas City any challenge offensively?
You know, you just have to give respect to their defensive line and their front. You have some heavy hitters up front, and those, you know, ultimately everybody knows that their D lineman can get pressure. So, you know, that's big on their defense. Ultimately, it's the beginning of the week, so still looking over some things, still looking at some tendencies, still watching film from last week. So, you know, throughout the course of the week, we'll gather more information.
Chiefs rookie running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the NFL's leading rusher. Well, let's continue to keep mentioning that part about you throughout the season, man. Great start to the year. Appreciate the time. Best of luck on Sunday.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you.
CEH joining us here on 610 Sports Radio, your official Chiefs broadcast partner. Those are the exclusive interviews you can only find here at 610. Of course, Patrick Mahomes joins The Drive each and every Monday at 2:15 as well. And today on The Drive, they're going to have Michael Vick as well for part of Patrick Mahomes' birthday celebration.
Some of the tremendous content we give you is the broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Those one-on-one interviews, those aren't the only one. Expect a weekly interview here on Cody and Gold with players you will only hear here, not, you know, not the press conference stuff. One-on-one interviews with the players you want to hear from.
And some of the content may also include songs and raps.
What we bring here.
Well, today, Cody put together a birthday song for one Patrick Mahomes on his 25th birthday.
Hey, Patrick. It's your birthday. We didn't forget. This is your song from Cody and Gold. Just 25 years old and on top of the world. He's the number one quarterback that ever twirled. He's an MVP with a Super Bowl and already got KC with his heart he stole. He's Patrick.
Happy birthday, Patrick. Enjoy your birthday, Patrick. Eat some cake, Patrick.
Talk to my man, Big Swing.
Pat's the king, the MVP, the ghost rider of Arrowhead Pride. Big Swing dropping in for two truths and a lie.
We're sorry we forgot a present, even when you got us a ring. But we love KC, will always be the place that you do your thing. Happy birthday, Patrick Mahomes. Happy birthday, Patrick. Happy birthday, Patrick. It's your birthday, Patrick. Eat some cake, Patrick. Have a happy birthday, Patrick. Happy birthday.
And then faded out smoothly.
There's That's a smooth fade song. Out. Yeah.
First 25, 30 seconds strong.
Sweeney, slow me down.
And Sweeney, from that point forward, it went downhill.
I feel like it picks up back okay.
But the problem is I'm going to have that.
It's not
that,
quite right
I'm
after
gonna
the
have
first 30
that,
seconds.
That slow, like, Patrick. Oh, like that part
Happy
is
birthday.
That's going to be stuck in my head for the rest of the day. Thank you very much.
It's a weird song that kind of sticks.
It
Just
was choppy.
Part.
It was choppy once Pete came.
I know.
In.
Yeah, it was solid till then. Someone says
held it together.
Someone says a tribe called Cody.
Happy birthday, Patrick Mahomes. Happy birthday, Patrick.
Oh my goodness.
I knew you guys wouldn't see because you guys, I never let them listen to it before we do it. But I knew you guys wouldn't see the falsetto coming there in the second
part. No, was not
getting
expecting
a lot of requests
that.
To have me stop doing songs, which, by the way, only encourages me to do it more.
This is the third rap/song you have done in the last
6 months. Yeah. Probably 6 weeks.
Month or so. The first one was stunning. The second one was terrible. This one
first
was
one
a little
so
bit
good. Man, I'm never going to recover from that.
I mean,
one.
None of them are good. We know that.
I felt pretty good about the first one. The second one was not my best work.
I can tell you put some
effort
into this one.
It was the same thing. The problem was, like, I wrote the first part last night, sat on the couch, found the beat, wrote the first part last night, and then I had Pete record it, and I thought it would fit in a little bit better than it did last night because I was listening to it without the music. And then when I put it in today, I'm like, oh, no, I need more lyrics. So then I had to put more stuff in there. The rest of it was planned. The, you know, happy birthday, Patrick, part of the end. That was all
planned. Happy birthday.
Which part's going to get stuck? That or
Holmes?
Not
happy.
That one, not as much as this, but this is the part that I think stuck in the head.
Happy birthday, Patrick. Enjoy your birthday, Patrick.
Text line.
The more we play it, the more that's going to get stuck in my head today.
913-576-7610. This has been the most spectacularly, incredibly awesome, worst thing I've ever heard. Someone else, never been closer to steering into oncoming traffic. You have disappointed music teachers everywhere.
Wow. Wow. Please tell me a suggestion you'd like for the next. I was told, so I tried to do this a little mixed media, so that the falsetto, that's a little, because someone told me, like, I was too stuck on the rap.
To get technical with the structure of the.
I was too stuck on rap, and they said they wanted some variety.
Uh-huh.
I don't know the country genre well enough, but if the next song you want from me is a pop punk song, we can make that happen. I'm just going to need some more production, probably, that goes into it, which means I need more time in between in order to do it. These are right on the couch at night songs, so, you know, it requires less effort overall. I'm a busy man. I only got so much time to write birthday songs for Patrick Mahomes. Speaking of Patrick Mahomes, we owe you one more. Patrick Mahomes touchdown. 25 touchdowns for Patrick Mahomes' 25th birthday.
Chiefs lead the Titans 22-20. Three eligible left. Staying in the block is DeMarcus Robinson. Now Mahomes throws off his back foot. Cut. Mecole Hardman at the 40. Foot race 30. See you later. Mecole Hardman outruns the entire Titan Nation. Touchdown, Kansas City. Mahomes under pressure off his back foot. And then the 100-meter dash by Mecole Hardman getting the gold medal.
We did it, fellas.
25 touchdowns heard today on the show. Let's get to the final word.
The final word.
You feeling good about your choice?
Survivor League Week 2. Picks have been in. The morning show all on the Packers against the Lions. Fesco's already had one of his teams eliminated. C-Dot's got one of his eliminated. We'll find out C-Dot's picks during the drive. I am going with the Cleveland Browns tonight. Raiders, Browns, 1-2 punch early on. Save everybody
the
else.
What the hell is wrong with you? Why
Baker,
you Raiders and
Baker
Browns?
Gonna blow out Joe Burrow tonight.
You better
blowing
be right.
Him out. Winning by 10 plus.
You better be right. You better be right, because you're taking an awfully big risk there.
You're going with the Bucks this week.
Bucks.
Serta's going with the 49ers.
And then pretty much everyone else at the station seemingly was going Packers early. We'll see what they do in the afternoon.
Bink texted me. He wanted to know where we went. Bink's going Packers as well. So go Lions this week. We need everybody knocked out, right?
Yeah, we're all rooting for the Lions. This show is. We're rooting to be the only show that's 6-0 after week two.
That's the plan.
They have losses. We don't.
That
49ers,
is.
49ers, you're going to crush it.
I mean, I like the Niners pick. We're back at it tomorrow from 10 to 2. Pete Sweeney going to join us. You'll hear from Andy Reid, a little Heisler versus Gold on the sports betting front. But coming up next is The Drive. Mike Vick on with him today.
Cody and Gold, weekdays 10 to 2, 610 Sports Radio.